I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Alcoholic liver disease is one of the most common liver diseases and typically occurs after years of heavy drinking of alcohol. To talk about this disease is Dr. Don Rocky. He's a gastroenterologist and hepatologist and chairman of the Department of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rocky, what exactly is alcoholic liver disease, or what does it do to the liver?
Alcoholic liver disease is a process where the alcohol affects the major cells in the liver. So it affects the cells we call hepatocytes. Those are the cells that are the workhorses of the liver, and causes them to become inflamed and injured. And after that happens, then we see a progression of disease from inflammation to scarring. So the end result of alcoholic liver disease is a scarred liver, which in the colloquial is called cirrhosis of the liver.
Does everyone who drinks heavily over a long time get alcoholic liver disease?
Yes, that's a very common question that we get all the time. And the answer is no. There are multiple factors that come into play when we talk about alcoholic liver disease. So there probably is a genetic predisposition in some patients. There also probably is a titration effect so that you can drink a little bit of alcohol. And in fact, there's good evidence now that suggests that one or two drinks a day for women and maybe two or three drinks a day for men, at least up to that amount of alcohol, can be healthy and good for the cardiovascular system. It's very complicated. It has to do with genetics. It has to do with how much alcohol is being consumed. And there are likely other factors that we don't understand as well.
What are the symptoms for alcoholic liver disease?
Surprisingly, there are very few symptoms early in the disease. It can be very, very difficult to tell that a patient has alcoholic liver disease until they start to develop the severe scarring. And when that happens, then we get into complications, swelling of the abdomen, bleeding, muscle wasting, and confusion.
You mentioned previously inflammation of the liver. Is there any way to treat or reduce inflammation of the liver once it gets going?
Excellent question. There is, and that is the primary treatment for severe alcoholic liver disease is to give steroids. So steroids are medications that reduce and inhibit inflammation. And so that's the best treatment that we have right now. I will say that there is research now ongoing in the United States and in Europe that is studying drugs that can reduce inflammation in the alcoholic liver.
And is part of the treatment always also that the person has to either stop drinking alcohol or reduce their alcohol consumption?
Yes, unfortunately, that goes without saying. So once a person has been identified to have alcoholic liver disease, they must completely abstain from alcohol. I tell my patients that it's kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire.
What about treatment for people who have advanced alcoholic liver disease?
Yes. Believe it or not, we have highly effective treatment for patients with advanced alcoholic liver disease and those who have complications. So if a patient qualifies for liver transplantation, that's replacement of the old liver with a new liver, and is able to be compliant with taking medications and abstaining from alcohol, those patients can receive a new liver and they do very well clinically.
Dr. Rocky, thanks for this information about alcoholic liver disease.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.